Before I get into this message, you know, it had to stink to high heaven on the ark. Am I right? It had to stink. But when the water started coming up and the rain started coming, no one wanted off that ark. There's a lot of people wanting in it, but nobody wanted off that ark. I'm just here to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, there may be trouble. There may be things in your life that will come against you. Preachers aren't immune to that. You're not immune to that. No one is. I know there's been people in here facing pretty rough things. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, listen to me. It's no time to jump off the ark then. It's no time. That's a time to grab hold of. That's a time to grab a hold with everything that you got. Because I'm here to tell you this morning, you know what? You need it. You need him. Amen? All right, if you would, let's turn to Luke 13. I'm going to begin with verse 31. I don't know how far I'm going to read down. If you would, let's stand in honor of God's word this morning. Luke 13, beginning with verse 31. The same day, there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, "Get thee out and depart hence, and Herod will kill thee." Now, I want to show you something here before I go any farther. These are the people that didn't like Jesus, that ultimately would want to see him killed. Does this not seem strange that they're coming to Jesus and telling him, "You better get out of here. Herod's wanting to kill you." Does this not seem strange to anybody else? But as I read that, it seems strange to me. Anyway, and then he said unto them, "Go ye and tell that fox." And that's what I'm going to concentrate on this morning. Tell that fox. "Behold, I cast out devils. I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which thou killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doeth gather her brood under her wing, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Let us pray. Father, as I come, Lord, this morning, Lord, I come, Lord, thanking you, Father, for what you've given, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I pray, Father, this morning that the message would go out the way that you would have it. I want to give you the praise and give you all the honor that you so rightly deserve, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would just reach down, Lord. Open up hearts, open up minds, Lord. Help us, Father, to understand your word. And, Lord, we will give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I have a message this morning that I've been thinking about this. I've got a message concerning that fox. And I want to tell you something this morning. I'm going to need your help in preaching it because I want you to know the devil's not going to like it. And I don't know if there are going to be people in here that's going to like it much. But I'm going to be here to tell you this morning that you know what? That fox is not going to deter me this morning. Do you understand that? I want to tell you something. Negativism is a fox. Fear is a fox. Doubt can be a fox. Discouragement can be a fox. Anything that opposes God, anything that opposes good, that can be a fox. Sickness is a fox. Hatred is a fox. Don't, and I'm here to tell you that, don't be discouraged this morning. I don't know what anybody's facing. I don't know what's going on here this morning. Those foxes, praise God, have been disarmed whenever Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Go tell that fox. If you're facing discouragement this morning, if you're facing hatred in your life, whatever it may be that you're facing this morning, maybe sickness has come upon you this morning. Maybe you've dealt with different things within your family. I'm here to tell you this morning, go tell that fox. He has no power over a child of God this morning. Amen. That fox has no power. He doesn't do it. Just like Jesus told him to go tell Herod, he had no power over Jesus. None whatsoever. And brothers and sisters, we are the children of the living God. We are the bought by the blood, born again Christians, and praise His name this morning. We can go tell that fox. He has no power over us this morning. Those foxes have been disarmed. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. Amen? I can tell you this morning, Jesus loves us. God loved us. He loved us enough to do what He had to do. And as you know, this scripture, as I read to you this morning, has a deep prophetic meaning to it, a dispensational meaning to it. But the bigger picture I want to look at in 2022 is this. Jesus answered the Pharisees, the religious leaders, and He said with this, He said, you go tell that fox. You go tell him. Jesus is letting the devil, He's letting all the minions, He's letting everybody know that there is nothing that they could do to keep Him from His destination and accomplishing what He needs to get accomplished. Amen? I'm going to tell you something here, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know, you may be on the second day of your life. I mean, you may be getting to the end of it. But can I tell you, the third day's coming, and praise His name, you're going to rise out of the grave with perfection one of these days, and you're going to go tell that old fox that there's nothing that's going to keep you from that goal if you keep your hand in Jesus' hand. In spite of what Caesar, in spite of what Herod has to say, you go tell him that I will continue doing what God wants me to do. Can I tell you this morning? I'm going to continue to do what God has me to do. Oh yeah, I've been sucker punched the last month or two. Absolutely. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to tell that fox that I'm going to continue to do what the Lord wants me to do. And do you know what? You can do the same. You are a child of God. You can do the same this morning. You don't want to know the amazing part of the story? And you don't want to know what the amazing part of the story is? With His victory, He said in Revelations 1:18, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And He has the keys of hell and of death. That same Jesus said to the 70 that He sent out. He said, and the 70 returned unto Him with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. And He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written down in heaven in the Lamb's book of life. Will you get an amen today? Praise His name this morning. Praise God. If you are born again, your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. You can tell the old fox that Jesus has given you the power of the Holy Ghost. It's saying to us this morning, because Jesus has conquered the forces of hell. Praise God. We are His children. We are His. You can go tell the fox that He has no control over us either. He has no control over a born again, but with a blood child of God. The devil has no control of us. He is disarmed. He's defeated. Yes, he is the god of this world, but he has no power over us. When he took the keys of death and hell and the grave, we were made more than conquerors. Can I have an amen? Praise his name. We were made more than conquerors. That's talking to us this morning. That isn't talking to somebody back in that time. He's talking to us today. We were made more than conquerors. We can tell that old fox that we are the ones that the Lord said we're going to inherit this earth one day. Realize, mark it down. When he defeated the cross, it was our victory also. Amen? When he defeated, when he rose from that grave, that was our victory. Praise his name this morning. Go tell the fox, the work of the church that Jesus established with his own blood is to pray for the sick, is to cast out the demons, is here to preach the gospel, is here to reach out to the lowlifes and the one that nobody wants anything to do with. Praise his name. Go tell that old fox that Ephesians 3:10-11 is just as true today as it was back then. Can I tell you something this morning? You're kin to Jesus through the new birth. Guess what? They talk about DNA. We have the DNA of Jesus Christ in our bloodstream this morning. Can I have an amen for that this morning? Amen. We got His blood flowing through our veins this morning. And I praise Him for that. Praise God. I'll tell you, I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Amen. We do. Revelations 12:10-11. And I heard a loud voice saying into heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame Him." With what, Greg? And a testimony. Amen? We are overcomers this morning. We are the ones that are able to do that because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the testimony this morning that we should have upon our lips. Go tell that old fox. The Drift Run Church will not be intimidated. Can we do that this morning? Because as long as Jesus is in it, all the forces of hell cannot stop what God has set out to accomplish. Not oppositions, or persecutions, or sufferings, nor tribulations can stop the church of the living God. And a church, believe this, one day we will be perfected. Yeah, we're not perfect right now. None of us are. But one day we will be perfect. Can I have an amen? 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." There's a lot of people that we love that are asleep. Amen? I've got more today than, like I said yesterday, I've got a lot of them that are asleep right now. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I'm telling you, I got hope this morning. I got hope this morning. I feel it. If you don't have hope this morning, brothers, there's an altar up here. You can have hope. You can have assurance. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." Amen. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." You know what? Tell that old fox that. There ain't no grave going to hold us down one day. One of these days we'll split the eastern sky. There's nothing going to stop us. "Then when we which were alive remain shall be caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with those words." Amen. Amen. But until we do, tell the fox right here today, he has no power over us. Tell that fox every day that I will take up my cross and I will follow him, what? Daily. Amen. Matthew 16:24. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." You got to deny yourself. You got to be willing to deny yourself. The hardest thing for a person to do, in my estimation, is to deny their own self. You deny yourself and you take up that cross and you follow him, I'm telling you, that devil, that old fox, will have nothing over you. Amen. Tell that old fox that Galatians 5:24 still tells me what to do with the flesh. And 5:24, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lust." Tell that old fox that Colossians still holds true. "Set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth." Tell that fox that every day I will witness not only with my mouth but with my actions. Can I have an amen? I'm going to do it both ways. Not just with my mouth, but the way that I treat other people. The way that I handle myself. Because praise be to God, my business is not this building. My business is not what's going on inside this. My business is people business, Greg. Praise God, we are the ones who's supposed to go out here and try to witness and draw others into Jesus. That is our business. That is what we should be doing. My business is people business. We believe that the Holy Ghost and intercessory prayer can still change the lives of people. Do you believe that here this morning? I believe that. I believe that here this morning. That worship is idolatry without the Holy Ghost in it. Can I have an amen? Amen. Worship is idolatry. I'll say it again. Without the Holy Ghost in it. Praise His name this morning. We need to worship in what? Spirit and in truth. Tell that fox that preaching is powerless without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's just someone standing up here telling you a buzz story. Tell that fox that the only power that can release a soul from the grips of the devil is the power of the Holy Ghost. Tell that fox that he may think that he has us under his thumb, but the Word of God tells me differently. Amen. That's what it tells me. He don't have us under his thumb. Isaiah 66:8-9. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travails, she brought forth children. Praise His name this morning. Praise it. There's going to be trials in her life. But brother, you know what trials should help us do? It should bring the best out in us, not the worst out in us. Travail sometimes. We're going to have that stuff. And it will bring forth this blessings and the things that come through. It should do us. Through labor, a child is born. Through tribulations and trial, God's children come forth. And guess what? Their light should shine. Absolutely. We shouldn't be hiding in a cave somewhere. Wishing, oh my, oh my. You may think the world is going to hell in a handbasket today. You may think that here this morning, but think where the world and this nation would be without people like you still praying and still putting up a standard for it. I would hate to be living in this nation today. I would hate to be living in this world today without Christian people that are still in this world and in this nation today. I'd hate to. I mean, you think it's bad? You think it is, like I said, it's going to hell in a handbasket? You think all that stuff? You just think what it's going to be like without the Holy Spirit in it. Well, one of these days they're going to find out because the tribulation period's coming and the Holy Spirit's going to be taken out of here and this world is going to be set at the whatever the devil wants to do with it. Tell the Holy Spirit, like it is in Isaiah 59:19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That's who we are. That's who the church is today. And without that, all hell would literally be turned loose on this planet. And it will be one of these days. We know that. Without prayer and the Holy Spirit within our lives, we will die. Matthew 21:13, and He said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. A fish cannot live out of water very long, can it not? It can't live out of its element. It can't live out of its element very long. You take a fish out of water and you throw it up on it, it'll flip-flop all around, eventually it'll die. You take a Christian out of his element, his prayer life, your spirit life in his life, you take him out of that and you let him flip-flop around, and I'm telling you, he will die. You can't do it. There's no way it should be possible. Church, we do not have to walk around in spiritual numbness anymore. We don't have to do that. That has overtaken a lot of churches out here today. Wringing our hands with worry. It's always darkest before the day. Always. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, as long as I keep my hand in God's hand, I can go through all things. I can be all things. I can make sure that I know in the morning, daylight is coming. A face that you have too. Tell that old fox. He's not going to take that from me. He's not going to get that from me. The battle you're facing this morning may be the toughest, the bloodiest, bare-knuckle fight you've ever been in. I don't know what's going on in here this morning. I don't know. The burdens you're carrying may be the heaviest you've ever carried. I don't know that. Hang in there. And you tell that fox, you look him directly in the eyes. For his anger endureth but for a moment. in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning, guys? Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. There's going to be a daylight coming for you one day. Just remember that. Remember, God does the fighting. You don't have to do the fighting for yourself. Write this scripture down, Jeremiah 51. The Lord showed me this, and I think this is pretty good. Jeremiah 50, 20 through 23. This is Jeremiah talking, and he says this, talking to God, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war." He said that. Jeremiah talking to God, he said, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nation, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces horse and rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariots and his riders. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. With thee will I break in pieces old and young. With thee will I break in pieces the young and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. With thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. With thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers." God will do the fighting. He's my axe. He's my battle axe. He's the one that'll handle all this. I just got to let him do it. I got to remember that. Too many times I want to take this stuff. I let that old fox trick me. And I've got to let him tell him, listen, I'm not going to do my fighting. God's going to do my fighting for me. Tell that old fox you may be here this morning. Even though you failed in the past, today's a new day. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. We've heard the scripture and I love it. "It is of the Lord's mercy that we are consumed, that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness." I get up every morning. And you know what I'd done yesterday? That's behind me. I get up every morning and say, "Lord, this is a new day. Lord, take me this way. Lord, your mercies are new every day. Your compassion for me is new every day." And I praise him for that this morning. I praise God for that. I can tell that old fox when I get up in the morning, you know what? Yeah, you may have tricked me yesterday. I may have tripped up and failed. But praise God, I've got it under the blood and I'm going forward with it from here on out. Isaiah 43:19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the desert and rivers, make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." You're going through a dry place? Tell that old fox that God said that he's going to make a river for you in your dryness. He's going to make a way. He's going to make a path for you this morning. Remember that. Go tell that old fox, "I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up." Go tell that fox, "Behold, I cast out devils. I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day I shall be perfected through the power of the Holy Ghost." Listen to me. I will do everything possible to serve him. I hope and pray that you will too. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, everything possible to serve him. Bring others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'll leave you with this thought this morning as I close. It doesn't matter how much Bible you quote. Can I tell you that? You can know the Bible from the front to the back. How much of it do you truly believe? How much of it do you truly believe? "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men freely, liberally, and unbraided not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of a sea driven with the winds and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is what? He is unstable in all of his ways." Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Go tell that fox, "I still believe God's word." Do you still believe it this morning? I'm going to have Julie play that song here in a minute for us as an altar call. Tell that fox that you claim the blood that was shed on Calvary. I claim that blood that was shed on Calvary in my life this morning. I claim it. Hebrews 10:19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by what? By the blood of Jesus." You're not going to go to the holies of holies without the blood of Jesus. You come up here and you get on your nose and you can pray as much as you want to. It ain't going no higher than your head. Unless you've been to the holies of holies. Amen? Unless you have Jesus Christ in your life. Let the Holy Spirit in your life. I think I'm done. I want Julie to play this song this morning. And if anybody has a need here this morning, you can come up here and you can tell that old fox. If you're lost, you come up here and you can come up here and get saved, and then you can tell that old fox, I'm a Christian now. I'm one of the born again. Amen? If you're having issues here this morning, you're a Christian, maybe something going on in your life, come up here. Let's come up here. Let's talk about it. Let's tell that old fox to get off my back. Amen? All right, Julie, let's play that song. Anybody stand?